Began the call this morning with the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Rob.
Congratulations to you and your team. A 31-26 win over an undefeated or previously undefeated Merrimack team. Just talk about the game itself and how it felt to get that first win.
Well, it was great to get our first win. I mean, it's a very good football team. They're very well coached, and you know, they stuck around, you know, that whole second half. And you know, we obviously wanted to play better down the stretch, particularly in the third and the beginning of the fourth quarter. But I think that's a good football team we played. There's some things we obviously need to clean up on our end, but you got to win your first one in order to move forward. So we felt like we needed that one, and I was proud of the guys with how we finished that football game, getting the big stop, obviously, in the red zone, and then finishing the game with the 4-minute drill on offense. So there was a lot of positives to take from it. Obviously, there's a lot to clean up as well, which we did yesterday, and now we're moving on to Northern Illinois.
All right. First question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rob. Thanks. I appreciate it. Morning, Nick.
Hey, Larry.
All right, just you got Northern Illinois on Saturday, then you got the bye week the following week before you head back into CAA play. What's going to be the focus this week and in the next couple of weeks as you try to, you know, tweak some things, maybe look at different personnel? I don't know if you're going to do that, but just some thoughts on, you know, again, the buildup to the October 9th CAA game. I mean, you've got some time. Obviously some things you'd like to look at in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get to the evaluation of things during the bye week. You know, obviously we look at our self-scout every week. You know, I look at it pretty intently Sunday into Monday. But we're really focused on Northern Illinois. This is a great football team, and, you know, we're going into it looking to take advantage of the opportunity. And we know that they got a great team, but we're evaluating everything every day, you know, with how we do things and what works best in all three phases for us. We'll get to the bye week when we get there in terms of that preparation. But right now our focus is really on Northern Illinois and nothing else.
What's at the top of the list? What do you want to, where do you really need to improve going into Saturday? What areas you're going to really focus on this week?
Well, I think, you know, we got to be more productive offensively, just with the human error aspect that we talk about, but finishing some drives. You know, we started running the football this week, and that was big just in terms of that football game and obviously getting that going. So I was pleased with that. But, you know, now that Derek's gotten his first start and been able to get into it, obviously we got to get going as a full offense. You know, I think we got to continue to stop the run. And we know that this team, you know, is going to be coming out looking to run the football. They have a very talented running back. So we're going to have to do a great job with that and continue to improve in our coverage. And I thought getting the takeaways this week was big. You know, we had 4 in total, which were huge in this game. And then, as always, with, you know, special teams, a lot of that's looking at personnel and what we're doing schematically. But that was a big part of the football game this past weekend. So we're looking at everything, like I said, but there's a few areas that we need to improve, and we know that. But we're trying to focus on us while preparing, obviously, for a great opponent here in a couple of days.
Injuries?
Nothing severe coming out of that game, to be honest with you. And Joe's status hasn't changed, so everything is pretty much status quo off the top of my head.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Next question from Mike Lowe. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Mike.
Nice to see you. Nick, can you talk a little bit about Derek's performance and what you see in him, and maybe now that he's got a game under his feet, do you open things up a little more with him?
Yeah, I mean, certainly. And that defense, you know, they're pretty much 90% man-to-man, so there's not a lot of, you know, zone coverage and access throws and things like that. So, you know, we had to do some different things there to pry guys open. And, you know, Derek, I thought, played pretty well overall. There's obviously a few things that we'd like to improve on. Missed a couple throws. We also had a couple drops. In terms of his mental capabilities and execution, he didn't have any mental errors on the day. You know, he was 100% in terms of where he was going with the football and what he was doing. There were some physical things to get cleaned up, but that's going to happen in a football game, you know, particularly your first start. But I thought overall solid and a lot of room to grow. But Derek, I think, is very self-critical and knows that there were some things that he could have done a little bit better. But at the same time, I thought, considering, you know, first start out there, that he did a good job and obviously helped us win that game.
And what about, you know, going forward with him? You know, you talked about, you know, getting the running game going. You want to do that anyway more, but do you kind of open things up a little bit more for him now that he's got a stud under his belt?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we want to be complimentary of each other. You know, we want to be 50-50. And, you know, we always talk about trying to push to get to 40 carries, which usually means we're winning the game. If we get up that high, you know, we got pretty close this game. You know, we need to run more plays in order to get up to where we want to in terms of passing and running the ball. You know, we didn't run that many plays this week. But I think that with Derek, he's going to only continue to get better. He had a very good week of practice. So I think this week, you know, we're obviously watching the film today and then did yesterday of our next opponent. And I know he's probably doing the same thing in between classes right now because he's also an excellent student. But I think he's only going to improve and we'll continue to, you know, improve the passing game as we go with him.
And just one last question regarding the, you know, playing an FBS opponent, Nick. I mean, you guys do it twice a year. Not many FCS schools do it. I mean, what do you get out of it? Obviously, there's a financial implications, but when you're playing them as a football program, what do you get out of that? Do you take things from them and say, you know, maybe we can put it into our program or stuff like that?
I think those kind of evaluations happen more with like, you know, the staff and where we came from and things like that. In terms of playing these opponents, we play them exactly the same way that we play everybody else. We play them to win. You know, obviously with the financial implications, things like that, our players and staff, we play these games to win. We obviously play two every single year. That's not changing. We play them to win and we don't treat them any differently. We don't really make them into a big thing. They're a big deal to our players because we get up for them and we've had success in the past and we've been close also in some other ones. But we play them exactly the same way that we play any opponent. You know, we're playing this weekend to win the football game. So that's how our players and coaches approach it.
Thanks, Nick, very much. Take care.
Nick, you talked about looking at things schematically on special teams. Obviously, the two blocked extra points by Rich Carr, that doesn't happen very often. And obviously, were big plays in the game. Were those just great individual efforts by Rich, or was that something that maybe you saw leading up to the game that you thought you might be able to take advantage of?
I mean, we felt like the operation and then the look that we were getting put us in a position to get a block. All we did as coaches, honestly, was just put Rich there. And, you know, we talked about it all week. We repped it. I thought it was really great by the staff, you know, in terms of the scheme and what we were doing. But your players need to make plays. You know, we can draw up whatever we want, but the players need to make the plays. And, I mean, those are two unbelievable efforts, you know, by Rich, and then obviously Pee Wee recovering one of them, but then Rich recovering his own block and returning it. That was critical to the football game. It was a huge reason as to why we won the football game. It changed the entire dynamic of it. It was an extremely impressive effort by a lot of people. You know, when you look at the last block, scoop and score, there's penetration across the board by all 11 guys. So I thought a lot of teams take that play off. We can't do that. You know, we have to be excellent in special teams up here in order to win football games. And I think teams in general contributed to that, but those were some really strong individual efforts and we were pretty proud of that.
Defensively, you touched on it a little bit. I know that the 26 points might've been a little more than you wanted, but forcing the four turnovers and then again, that big stop inside the five to basically seal the win. How big of a step up was that for your defense and maybe a confidence booster for them?
Yeah, I think it was big. You know, when we look at obviously we want to hold them to less than that and get off the field. But getting the takeaways, you know, where we've needed to improve in the past was big for our confidence, you know, to get the four. Offensively, we need to turn those into points, the last two, the first two we did. But if you're able to do that in that football game, then it probably ends a little bit differently. But you know, obviously we need to do that and be complimentary of each other, but defensively, I think the four turnovers and then the big stop, I mean, they have the ball on the four going in first down and to make that stop, you know, each of those individual plays, were big plays. And I was really proud of the effort there. And I thought again, the black hole stepped up in a big moment. You know, you got to put everything kind of behind you in that moment to go make the play. And I thought we hunkered in and made a huge play on each of those four downs and then ended the game in the 4-minute drill with the offense. So I was pleased with that.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the offense, not being able to close out that game. And you touched on the running game. I thought Elijah had a really nice game running the ball, and Freddie Brock also made some big plays. What was the difference been able to get the running game going some this week.
Kind of got back to, you know, some base run schemes that we have, and felt like we could do some things schematically that fit us a little bit more and our backs. So we really focused on that, and you know, we repped the plays that we ran in the game frequently throughout the week. So I think that built a lot of confidence up front. You know, the tight ends have done a really good job the last few weeks, so we've been playing more with them. So I was pleased overall with that. You know, we had to get that going, and that's got to be a big part of us. You know, I mean, we're the farthest team up north. We got to be able to run the football, and that's going to be a big part of our identity. So I was pleased with that. There's still some room for explosives. You know, a few of those runs, they got to go for more. But in general, I think it was a step in the right direction with a lot to improve on, which is true for our football team in general. You know, there's a lot of things that need to get cleaned up from that football game. That's a solid team that we just played, but we have to improve overall in order to win this football game this weekend, because we're going against a tremendous opponent.
Yeah, before I let you go, just talk about that. I know you've talked a little bit already about Northern Illinois and the fact you guys play a couple of those FBS games. Just in general, what's the biggest thing that you're able, other than, you know, the financial implications, the biggest thing that your team and your players are able to take away from those type games?
Well, I think they play up to the competition, you know, typically. Again, we haven't played one in a couple of years because of COVID, but I mean, we always play these very, very competitively and have won, you know, a number of them in the past. Now, that's in the past, so you can only focus on right now. But our players, they don't view it any differently. They really don't, because this is reality for them. They play every single year, so it doesn't matter who they are. That's reality up here. And so if we look at it any other way, then that's going to set yourself up not for the success that you want. And I think the reason that we're able to win these games is we attack it like every other one, you know, and you have to, because, you know, we know, yeah, they got more scholarships than we do. And that's an excellent program, and they're very well coached. And again, they're very impressive on film, but we got to go out and we got to attack that thing the same way we do every single week, because we go into these games to win. You know, the financial thing, you know, that's a part of it, you know, but that's a separate conversation that has nothing to do with our players or staff. We go out there to win, and this is going to be a big test for our football team. And, that's all the way we can look at it. You know, we got to go out there and we got to play very, very well on the road. And, that's the name of the game.
All right, Nick, safe travels to Northern Illinois, and, look forward to talking again next week.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.